It is National Blood Donor Week through until the 20th of this month. And, I mean, donating blood any old time is just a fantastic thing to do. But James Breen in particular has made 300 donations, which is fantastic. And, in fact, the studio audience are on their feet here.
Yay!
Giving a round of applause to James as we speak. James, well done. You must feel a bit like a pincushion at times, mate.
I've got good veins, and it keeps coming out every 2 weeks. So while it does, they keep tapping me.
Well, why not? Now, listen, I've got reasons for not giving blood, so I don't actually know what they take. They won't have my blood because I was at risk of mad cow disease. but what's actually involved when you donate the blood?
So there's two different sorts of donating. I donate plasma, so I go in every 2 weeks. They still pop a big needle in your arm, but they take it out, filter it through a bit of a machine and keep the plasma part and give you back your red cells. If you donate whole blood, which is the traditional red-looking stuff, you go every 3 months. So the same sort of thing. They pop a needle in your arm, take all the blood out and keep it and take it away for people.
So what gave you the initial motivation to do it and to keep doing it, James?
It's a long time ago. I was young and foolish at the time. I was at university, so it was about, I don't know, 30 years ago, and there was a bit of a blood drive going on campus, and they said, oh, we need some blood, come along. So that was a long time ago. But, yeah, I've kept going. It's, the staff are beautiful. They're very caring, very professional, super organised. So they make it easy to come back. But I suppose in the background for all donors, you're sort of thinking there's one or two people who are going to get this blood and they're going to be able to live and have a better life because of my donations. So in the background, you're thinking about that long-term stuff.
Now, there's a famous skit by Tony Hancock where he's a blood donor. He's called the blood donor, and he ends up going through all the traumas of blood and he ends up cutting himself and needing his own blood back. Now, have you ever had... it's a very funny scene. Have you ever felt the need to or had the need to have some donation back, or you're just donating at the moment?
Oh, I hope you haven't jinxed me. But no, I've never needed a blood donation, and as far as I know, none of my family have. So, you know, we've been pretty fortunate not to be in a major accident or something and need a whole blood transfusion. And again, touch wood, we've been pretty fortunate not to need any of the other fancy technical stuff. They make dozens of different things out of blood and plasma. So there's a whole lot of life-saving little treatments. People. Burns patients, people with cancer treatment, all that good stuff. So they do a lot with it. But yeah, I'm pretty fortunate. It's always been coming out of me. It's never had to go back in.
It's one of those things. They're always looking. People are always looking for blood. That lifeblood are always looking for it. And a lot of people don't do it. Would you encourage people to just do it? Is it a big effort to get? Obviously, you're an expert now. But how about that first step along? How would you encourage people to do that?
Absolutely, I couldn't encourage it more. You know, obviously not everyone, and you've spoken about your circumstances, not everyone can donate blood. So those people who do qualify and do fit the bill absolutely should be in there. You can call up, you go on the website, of course, there's a heap of information on there, or you can call up their phone number and just talk through your circumstances. They'll run you through a bit of a checklist, and if appropriate for you, they'll make you a booking. So it's really easy to do, and I think once you're in the swing of it, you do get hooked. The snacks are great as well. I should always mention the snacks out in the dining room afterwards. Mm. I'm probably hooked on them, but there's lots of good reasons to do it.
Yeah, well, it's not a lot to pay for a free lunch, is it? No, it's quite good, actually.
A couple of party pies.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're obviously going to continue?
Yeah, so I did 301 last Tuesday, and I'll be in next Tuesday for 302. So they keep ticking along.
Fantastic.
Set their watch by you, James.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, James, congratulations. I mean, you know, I know it's obviously something that you don't do to get any kudos, but you deserve it because who knows how many lives you've gone towards helping save, which is a wonderful thing. So we doffs our cap to you, mate, and says well done.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'd much rather make 300 donations than to be on the radio. I'd rather have the needles. Give me the needles every day.
All right. Well, there you go. Hey, James, thanks for talking to us.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, James Breen.
Have him back at 400, I reckon.
Yeah, well done him.